Greetings and blessings. Thank you so much for joining us once again. In this segment, we explore the wisdom of the prophet by Khalil Gibran. If this is the first time you're joining us for a segment, I'll give a brief introduction, some thoughts, and then I'll read that particular section from the book, The Prophet. And today, we're going to hear the prophet's words and wisdom on teaching. As a yoga teacher and former instructor, I think it's appropriate that the teacher asks the question well over midway through the discourse. Much of what I've learned has been from my students, from my partners, even from those whom I've led many times. We take on the role of teacher and might assume an air of broadcasting, of educating, not necessarily being educated. And so this particular teacher in the city of Orphalese is approaching the prophet, has listened to the words, many other topics before asking about teaching specifically. And it's interesting the brevity given to this topic. Again, the tendency might have been to be the sage on the stage. The ego sometimes triumphs. The will to preserve, extend one's thoughts, to imbue another with wisdom or a lesson. And it can be a practice to take on the role of guide on the side, to be able to observe the learning process as it occurs without or resisting the urge to take the wheel. And so I'll take my own advice and get off the stage and hear what the prophet has to offer. And then said a teacher, "Speak to us of teaching." And he said, "No man can reveal to you aught but that which already lies half asleep in the dawning of your knowledge." The teacher who walks in the shadow of the temple among his followers gives not of his wisdom, but rather of his faith and his lovingness. If he is indeed wise, he does not bid you enter the house of his wisdom, but rather leads you to the threshold of your own mind. The astronomer may speak to you of his understanding of space, but he cannot give you his understanding. The musician may sing to you of the rhythm which is in all space, but he cannot give you the ear which arrests the rhythm, nor the voice that echoes it. And he who is versed in the science of numbers can tell of the regions of weight and measure, but he cannot conduct you thither. For the vision of one man lends not its wings to another man. And even as each one of you stands alone in God's knowledge, so must each one of you be alone in his knowledge of God and his understanding of the earth. Just give pause to allow those words to resonate and carry the weight of gravity on their own. And stack your spine, sit tall, notice your breath, and listen for the wisdom in your soul.